Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You appear to have learned nothing from this pandemic. Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
According to the framework and guidelines...
So what you're doing is defining away gain-of-function. No. You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website.
He's on to us!
It's not safe in Bikini Bottom anymore!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What went wrong?
What went wrong is just stupid wokeness. It's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something.
An intervention?
No, this is not some made-up political thing. This has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with ideology or shouldn't. This is about mathematics.
Well, formulas are my formula for moolah.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
When I hear John Kerry talking like that, I think about that old George C. Scott movie from the 60s, The Flim Flam Man. I mean, Mordecai Jones. You can't cheat an honest man. These people are so dumb who are buying into this. Just not greedy, but dumb. Anyway, let's go straight to the chump line, the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show.
Don't cry for me, oh Virginia. I'm sorry I didn't vote blue.
I wish they were paying more attention to New Jersey, though. I mean, that's a travesty as well, isn't it? You know, I mean, all double counting votes and then they get caught. Never mind. And, oh, the machines, people are unfamiliar with the new machines, so we had to shut them down until we found out how many votes our dear leader, Phil Murphy, needed.
I blame the supply chain crisis on New Jersey voters for electing a truck driver as state senator.
Again, the truck driver, Ed Durr, said that the reason he got involved in this fight was because he was sick and tired of mask mandates. I hope other people are listening to this. There's not going to be a reward for enforcing these idiotic mask mandates and vaccine mandates and one-way aisles and Karen screaming at people for not wearing these absurd masks, etc., etc. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the 1961 Milgram experiments, which proved ordinary people are likely to follow orders given by an authority figure if they believe their authority is legally based. But those were only experiments. That could never happen in real life, right?
Oh, man, Howie. That Greta Thunberg girl took quite a risk going to COP26. I mean, considering some of the people I know there, if it had been COP16, they might have thought Jeffrey Epstein sent her. Ooh, boy.
Jeffrey Epstein. Whatever became of Jeffrey Epstein? They didn't offer a plea bargain deal, by the way, to his procurer, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's the first person in history of the federal government, at least or the Justice Department, at least the last 20 years that wasn't offered a plea deal. At least one who didn't work for Donald Trump.
The White House said vaccine mandates are not being delayed. They're being reimagined.
OSHA today, by the way, the official mandate, it's not a mandate. It's an emergency temporary standard. I repeat, an emergency temporary standard. And it requires employers with more than 100 or more employees to, quote, develop, implement, and enforce a mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy, with an exception for employers that instead adopt a policy requiring employees to either get vaccinated or elect to undergo regular COVID-19 testing and wear a face covering to work in lieu of vaccination. That's, but it's only temporary. Don't worry about it. And it doesn't apply to, I don't know, probably the hospital you may work at or someone you know works at, or the Massachusetts State Police or the Department of Correction or all the health workers in the state of Maine.
It looks like in Virginia, the woke woke up.
You know the not-so-old saying, get woke, go broke. That's what the Virginia Democrat Party did.
Did you hear Rand Paul question Dr. Fauci today? He said, I'm pawing through all this information. Are we barking up the wrong tree?
I got to read you this whole Glenn Grunwald story about the way the Washington Post is going after this white coat project that busted Fauci. It is really an amazing story. Glenn Grunwald has done a lot of Greenwald has done a lot of good work, but this is right up there among his top stories. I was reading it during the break. I'll give it to you in this hour.
What's the difference between Batman and Joe Biden? When there's a crisis, Batman heads for the Batcave, and Joe just heads for the basement.
I can think of some other differences too. For instance, Bruce Wayne drives the Batmobile, right? When was the last time Joe drove anywhere? And Batman stars in Batman. Joe watches Batman reruns on MeTV.
Dr. Fauci gets nervous every time MSNBC talks about dog whistles.
As well he should.
Do you think Joe Biden is more a fan of John Astin's Riddler or Frank Gorshin's?
You know what Dr. Fauci's least favorite comic strip is? I guess you could figure this one out, Taylor, right? Peanuts.
Oh.
You know, Snoopy the Beagle.
Former President Biden. It has such a nice ring to it.
Yeah, can we hear that one again? I cracked up when I was in the car this morning when I heard that one. This is Haley Jackson this morning on MSNBC. Cut 9.
Oh, with a current member of Congress. We're also waiting to hear from the occupant of this building, the White House, former President Biden.
Former President Biden. Breaking news. Developing story.
Tuesday night didn't go well for those who like cheating. First the Astros lost, then the Dems took a beating. Someone was napping. This just can't happen. The plugs voter fraud team needs a sit-down meeting.
Yeah, they were alive and well in the Garden State. We put together the most inclusive and extensive voter fraud operation, I believe, in American history. I believe those were Joe Biden's exact words last year.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Can anybody be reached for comment in Hudson County, New Jersey, or Paterson, New Jersey?
Joe Biden here. So what if we pay illegals $450,000 for breaking into our country? When $3.5 trillion equals $0, a measly $450,000 is like them paying us. No joke.
Yeah, the good news is $450,000 doesn't go as far as it did yesterday. Not to mention 6 days ago when the story first broke in the Wall Street Journal. It's a week ago now. Isn't it amazing, though, that the story was total garbage, but nobody in the Biden administration thought to deny it for six whole days until Dementia Joe himself called it garbage yesterday afternoon?
Lovey, did you hear that Biden the Bounder said he called to congratulate Terry McAuliffe? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That'd be like Frank Boyden congratulating Genghis Carr for getting rejected by Brown.
Frank Boyden was the headmaster of Deerfield Academy when I was there many, many moons ago. And he didn't call to congratulate me because I got into Brown University. I just couldn't scrape together the money. We didn't have any tuition waivers back in those days.
Well, if you got in, why didn't he call you to congratulate you?
Well, he wasn't
even
the headmaster.
That's worthy of a phone call, that's all I'm saying.
He wasn't even the headmaster then, come to think of it.
Oh, so now he's not the headmaster. Your story's falling apart, sir.
He retired. You can check this out. He retired in 1968. I graduated. I got into Brown in 1969. He was still around, but he wasn't the headmaster anymore.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. 844-500-4242. 603 says, the trial balloon to give illegal aliens $1 million to break into the country doesn't have to go through to have the intended response. The mere discussion of it gives all the criminals hopeful incentives to leave their own countries. Yeah, that's true. That's what Peter Ducey got into. He said, doesn't this incentivize all the illegal alien criminals and terrorists to come over? And of course, that's when Biden said it was garbage. But who's buying that? For once, I'll believe the ACLU. The ACLU doesn't think so much. They're not defending free speech so much. They're too busy defending illegal alien criminals to worry about things like the First Amendment to the Constitution. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line later in the evening, stand by for Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages that didn't make this Chump Line you just heard. Chopped Chumps appears around 7 o'clock every weeknight. And you can find Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Chopped Chumps and the Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the 1961 Milgram experiments, which proved ordinary people are likely to follow orders given by an authority figure if they believe their authority is legally based. But those were only experiments. That could never happen in real life, right?
I blame the supply chain crisis on New Jersey voters for electing a truck driver as state senator.
Oh, that guy Ed Durr, he's what a great guy. I remember there was a guy that was elected over Teddy Alexo down in Taunton back in 1990. He was a Bible salesman, Irv Wall. And Irv Wall went to meet with this guy, Teddy Alexo, kind of a hustler, state senator. And Teddy said to Irv Wall, I got some advice for you, Irv. And Irv said, what is that, Teddy? And he said, you're not going to sell too many Bibles in the state senate. All right. Fall is too hectic to fret over meal prep. Between work, school, and social obligations, I need the few free hours left over to spend quality time with loved ones, not doing dishes and chopping vegetables. If you want to lighten your load so you can focus on your true priorities, I recommend HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, giving me a head start on meals and freeing up the rest of the evening for much-needed me time. And since it's 30% cheaper than the grocery store, HelloFresh saves me both a trip and a buck. What are you getting this week, Taylor?
Today I had a new dish. It was soy-dipped meatballs over a nice bed of mixed vegetables, also dipped in soy sauce, and it was very scrumptious, very light, which was good for lunch, but it was still filling. It was great.
You can't go wrong with meatballs, and they have all kinds of ground beef specialties at HelloFresh, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and they're not. You prepare the meatballs. I mean, you're putting the breadcrumbs in and everything else. They send you the ingredients. These are not pre-prepared meatballs or anything like that. It's nothing like that. You do everything yourself, and they give you all the instructions.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you've ever bought frozen meatballs, you know, you're mainly buying frozen bread balls. But you don't have to worry about that with HelloFresh because you do the mixing yourself. If you want more breadcrumbs or fewer breadcrumbs, it's your call. That's one of the reasons why HelloFresh is so good. You can tinker a little bit. Plus, with farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. Options like quick and easy meals and 10 to 15 minute recipes make for fast and no fuss weeknight dinners with the family. Delicious recipes like melty Monterey Jack burgers, there's another ground beef dish, or crispy maple mustard chicken are a hit for parents and kids alike. This fall, I'm also looking forward to the mini pumpkin cheesecake, apricot pecan biscuit bake, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. And it's not just dinner. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, after-school treats for the kids, and wholesome snacks to keep us all energized and focused. HelloFresh eases my chaotic schedule and makes me feel calm and capable. That's a win in my book. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
413 says, why retain your amateur status and join the Olympics when the prize for swimming across a river is $450,000? That's a very good point. Do they retain their amateur status after they do it? Do you get extra money if you swim, like, I don't know, one of the more obscure strokes, like the breaststroke, as opposed to just standard freestyle or doggy style? Anyway, Medicare plans don't have to be so confusing. Get a free, no-obligation Medicare plan review. Call our friends at CBU Advantage at 800-267-6500, 800-267-6500. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Kyle Rittenhouse be acquitted?
I believe he will, yes.
70% say yes.
We're going to take a couple of calls before I tell you about this piece by Glenn Greenwald, and also about the story in the New York Times where they're finally admitting that the Russian hoax was indeed a hoax. It's pretty amazing. Again, they've always acknowledged the slight possibility that, you know, that the Steele dossier was not the two stone tablets that Moses brought down from Mount Sinai, that it perhaps wasn't the Gospels or the Holy Writ, but now it's in the lead. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howie, and thanks for your program. I just want to put a little reminder here. It was on this very day in 1980 that Ronald Reagan was elected to the presidency of the United States of America, and he served from 1981 to 1989. And in 1985, he gave a fabulous speech to Congress where he talked about how government is the problem. And I'm looking at these scenes from Fauci and Senator Rand Paul, and God bless Senator Rand Paul, but it's the NIH, it's the Department of Education, it's OSHA, it's all of these shadow governments, people who are not elected, who have no accountability to us whatsoever.
I know. I agree. The bureaucracies the bureaucrats have taken over everything. I mean, look at Fauci. I mean, Fauci thinks he's the president, or did think he was the president of the United States. He was acting that way. There was no two-term limit for Fauci. He's been in for how many terms? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You remember how for years we heard about the Russian collusion, that Trump was Putin's puppet, et cetera, and that Vladimir Putin had bought the election and that he controlled everything, and the Steele dossier was the... It was the greatest thing to come out of... It was a production of the intelligence community. The intelligence community. Yeah. Well, today there was another guy, or yesterday there was a guy arrested. It was announced today. Igor Danchenko. And he's a Russian who lives in the U.S. And he was the primary, quote-unquote, researcher for the so-called Steele dossier. Now it's the so-called Steele dossier. So-called. That's one of those words that's used in journalism for this is all BS. So-called. I use it myself at least once every couple of weeks. So-called. But anyway, so he was arrested today, and he's charged with lying to the FBI on multiple occasions. I'll get into what he was lying about, but you just got to listen. You got to read this New York Times story to see how furiously they are backpedaling at this point. And again, as I said to Jim Jordan, and he agreed, when are they going to get back to Pulitzer Prize for their deeply sourced story, which they now are admitting on the front page, presumably tomorrow, that this is all BS? Here's the lead. Federal authorities on Thursday, that's today, arrested an analyst who in 2016 gathered leads about possible links between Donald J. Trump and Russia for what turned out to be Democrat-funded opposition research, according to people familiar with the matter. It would have been nice to know that this was all Democrat-funded opposition research, as we suspected from the day one. But the New York Times gave itself a Pulitzer Prize for its deeply sourced story about what now turns out to be Democrat-funded opposition research. And that's in the lead today. The story continues. Igor Danchenko was the primary researcher of the so-called Steele dossier, a compendium of rumors and unproven assertions. Wait a second. That's not what they said for, 5 years? Now we find out it was rumors and unproven assertions? Suggesting that Mr. Trump and his 2016 campaign were compromised by and conspiring with Russian intelligence officials in Moscow's covert operation to help him defeat Hillary Clinton. Some claims from the so-called Steele dossier made their way into an FBI wiretap application targeting a former Trump campaign advisor in 2016. Other portions of it, particularly a salacious claim about a purported sex tapes. Now we find out it was a salacious claim about a purported sex. Where were the words purported and alleged and reputed and so-called back when they were trying to get rid of Trump, when this was the insurance policy that the corrupt, crooked Democrat secret police state Gestapo, known as the Federal Bureau of Investigation, was using to rid the country of Donald Trump? It caused a political and media firestorm when BuzzFeed published the materials. Oh, now it's BuzzFeed's fault. Did BuzzFeed get a Pulitzer Prize for its deeply sourced reporting? No, it didn't. You did, the New York Times. Now, they continue backtracking here as the story. I'm just reading you what they're saying in the story. This is 6 paragraph. It continues. But the most important claims in the dossier, which was written by Mr. Danchenko's employer, Christopher Steele, a former British intelligence agent, have not been proven. And some have been refuted. Where was the word refuted in 5 years' worth of stories? It was invisible, just like purported. And Democrat-funded opposition research. Now they're admitting it. It was all BS. The interview suggested with the FBI suggested that aspects of the dossier were misleading. Mr. Steele left unclear that much of the material was third-hand information. It wasn't just third-hand information, it was third-hand fiction, because Danchenko's sources were making stuff up. He was making stuff up, and then he was passing it on to Steele, who was making stuff up, who was then passing it on to the FBI, who were pretending that it was real, even though they knew it was purported disinformation. Danchenko alleged he received a call from Russian reporter businessman Sergey Milian alleging a Trump-Russia conspiracy, and that was all lies. That was all. He's been indicted for that, too. And then Danchenko kept PR Executive One, an influential Democrat, updated of his kompromat research. And this PR Executive One, according to all sources, is a guy from Massachusetts by the name of Charles Dolan Jr. Charles Dolan Jr. And Charles Dolan Jr., the Democrat PR executive, guess what? Turns out he's a graduate of University of Massachusetts Amherst and also a graduate of the Kennedy School at Harvard, the Kennedy School of the Institute of Politics, also known as the place where you learn to lose elections. So he was and then it turns out, so they said, who'd you get this information from, Danchenko? And he said, I got it from this guy Dolan, this Democrat operative from Massachusetts who now lives in Virginia. And so they went to Dolan and they said, did you really talk to some Russians to get this information? And he goes, he didn't want to lie to the FBI. He was smart enough not to lie to the FBI because he knew it was a crime. He said, nah, I just made it up. And then I told it to Danchenko. And then Danchenko just embellished it and made up some more stuff and passed it on to Steele, who embellished it some more and made up some more stuff. And then they put it out in the intelligence community, and the New York Times, which is now dumping all over it, reported it as Holy Writ, the gospel, as did the Washington Post, as did CNN. So this is the new reality here. So now they're copping to the fact that it's all BS. 844-500-4242. Let's see here if there's anything else. That's enough, I guess. All right, Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, you've done something that very few people have ever been able to do. You made me speechless. You covered just about everything that I wanted to say. But the thing was that all the threads of this Igor Danchenko and the Steele dossier and the Russian collusion, I believe they're all going to lead back to Hillary Clinton. And by God, if
they already have. They've led back to her checkbook. What more do you need, right?
Well, let me tell you one other thing. The previous caller forgot to mention the ACLU, who almost single-handedly destroyed the U.S., where skin pigmentation was a reason for promotion and not ability and achievement, and that's destroyed this country. That's what I wanted to say, too.
Yeah, the ACLU, I remember, I've told this story before, but Harvey Silverglate, he's a well-known civil liberties lawyer in Boston. I think he's gone pretty much conservative, but I always got along with him. I knew him pretty well just from covering cases with him. And when I started getting audited all the time by both the IRS and the Department of Revenue in Massachusetts, Republicans and Democrats alike, he came to me one day in court and said, "Do you want to be on the board of the ACLU?" And I said, Harvey, you know, I really, Massachusetts ACLU. I said, Harvey, I like a lot of the stuff the ACLU does. I like the fact that they defend everybody's right to free speech, no matter how odious the group might be, like the American Nazis when they wanted to march through Skokie, Illinois, a real long time ago. I mean, they're a horrible group, but they had a First Amendment right. And I said, but Harvey, I just have to say, personally speaking, there's one thing I just can't take with the ACLU, and that's when they go after Christmas and Christmas trees. I like Christmas trees. It's just a personal thing. I like you as a person, and I like what you do to defend civil liberties, but I don't want to be involved with the ACLU when they go after Christmas trees. And he said, I understand. Boy, I am so happy I didn't get involved with the ACLU. I mean, what they've become. I mean, they're just the opposite of what they once fought for. I mean, they really find freedom of speech problematic now. But they're going to the wall for illegal aliens, making illegal alien criminals millionaires, and they think that's wonderful. And not only do they get $450,000, but they want a quote pathway to legally remain in the United States, which means, as I said in my column on Sunday in the Herald, that means that when they get into the country, they don't have to spend $1,000 buying fake citizenship paper and birth certificates that have been lifted from Puerto Rican citizens. They just want to automatically be allowed to go onto welfare forever. So they get $450,000. They don't even have to make the capital outlay of a grand to buy the fake citizenship papers. It's just, it's outrageous. Just, it's horrible what the ACLU has become. Thanks for the call, Jay. 844-500-4242. As we age, the fatigue and failing endurance we feel can't be fixed with more and more caffeine. Introducing a new way to start your day. Super Beats Heart Chews. I'm holding two of them up in my hand if you're watching on Rumble or social media. They're wrapped in foil like candy. They taste great like candy, but they are good for you. They're not full of refined sugar and empty calories. They improve your circulation, your blood pressure, and your overall heart health. They're a tasty treat that gives you the energy you need, and they're good for you at the same time. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, and candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two of these delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crash. Because Super Beats Heart Chews offer unique, clinically researched grapeseed extract that promotes a heart-healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. I have two, one before I even have my first cup of coffee in the morning and another one during the show. Whenever I read this spot, I'm gonna have my second Super Beats Heart Chew of the day as soon as I finish reading this spot. They're great. I choose Super Beats Heart Chews for heart-healthy energy, and you should too. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off now plus free shipping at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. This is the best offer anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, up to 45% off superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And it says here I should even consider eating one on the air, so that's what I'm going to do. They're delicious and they're good for you. There I'm going, good. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Come on, G Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Work! Howie Carr is back.
Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. Did you notice in the reporting on the Dinchenko case that it was written in a way to absolve the FBI of responsibility? They said a lot of things like the FBI was reliant on these reports they got, or they had to accept the case and do the investigation because of the information they got. You can tell that who's being protected and who's not being protected.
Right. Well, I think mainly though they're protecting themselves, aren't they, Patrick?
Oh, they're definitely protecting themselves. They want to keep that Pulitzer, but I think they're also protecting the fan belt inspectors. Because that's their main source. That's a lot of their sourcing. That's where they get a lot of their information.
No, absolutely. Yeah, as a reporter, I understand this. You always protect your sources. You know, the thing is, though, when your sources are giving you bad information, the relationship in my experience tends to fray a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know, it comes down to their politics. You know, what's bad information? That was good information.
You know what? You know what? That's an excellent point, Patrick. The information achieved the goal. It crippled Donald Trump for 2 years, right? So it was good information in that sense. But now we've moved on, so the New York Times tries to extract itself from this this morass that it finds itself in. So they're going to throw Danchenko under the and Steele under the bus. Thanks for the call, Dean. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dean.
Thanks a lot. I was a congressional press secretary for a wonderful and infuriating couple of years. And I saw there how the truth can be twisted and put into a framework of lies to make the lies look even better. And I think you're hinting at that already with regard to what the Times is doing. And I just wanted to ask you very quickly, do you see something malevolent as usual in this story, or is it possible, if I'm not dreaming too much, that some of the actual cream has forced its way to the top at the Times in some admission of truth?
At some point, you know, you could get away with saying, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? That's what they've been saying for 5 years. Now it becomes clear that there's no defense. It was all nonsense. It was all lies, horrible, monstrous lies about Donald Trump and Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and Michael Flynn and all of them. And now the truth is finally coming out. I mean, I'm not ready to say that justice will finally prevail, but it's nice to see the New York Times twisting slowly in the wind, as Nixon's aide, I think John Ehrlichman, used to say. You know, they have to back away from this. And usually they would mention this in the old days in the eighth paragraph. Nothing has been proven, but here it is. It's in the lead. The gathered leads for what turned out to be Democrat-funded opposition research. It would have been nice to know this back in October of 2016, 5 years ago. Even before the election, why didn't you admit it? You knew it. It was Democrat-funded opposition research. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Listen, I believe Murphy Skill is listening. Let me tell you something. When you steal, and when Biden Skill gets listening, and Murphy, go guy not going to be great governor. That guy not going to be great governor. Properly going up because he said, you never left me. I have to cheat.
You know what Steve Bannon said?
You're going to feel a pain.
Steve Bannon said last week, he was at a fundraiser in Ohio, actually, and he said, elections have consequences and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. What do you think is going to happen in New Jersey now?
The property going on high, the sale tax, the gas sale tax going up because we going to feel the pain because Murphy know I never win clean, I cheat, and when you cheat, the crook going to take everything, and that is the problem, the president we have.
Are people
right
angry
now
about this, Mr. Garcia? I told Jim Jordan what was going on today, the congressman from Ohio, and he basically said he hadn't heard about any of this stuff, the double count in Hudson County, the crap going on in Patterson, the way they shut down all the 56 voting machines in Essex County. He didn't know about this stuff. Whoa. Why aren't people excited about this? Why aren't people outraged, Mr. Garcia? We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about these the Washington Post going after the Beagle investigators. I'm Howie Carr.